Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. It's Game 6 of the World Series tonight in Kansas City. The Giants against the Royals. San Francisco leads the series 3-2. Jake Peavy starts for the Giants versus Royals rookie Yordano Ventura. Royals get power hitter Billy Butler back in the lineup for the DH will be used tonight. The Giants are hitting .299 in the World Series. The Royals are hitting just .221. San Francisco's pitching staff is a 3.07 ERA. Kansas City's staff has exploded to a 5.44 earned run average. Giants' bullpen has given up no runs in the last 9 innings. The Royals' bullpen has surrendered 12 runs in 20 innings. Peavy is the reason San Francisco is still playing. Since August 1st, coming over in the trade from the Boston Red Sox, he is 7-2 with a 2.04 ERA in starts. Big news at Petco Park, the Padres announcing the hiring of Logan White, who ran the Dodgers farm system and was director of scouting for the better part of 9 years. He was responsible for the drafting of Clayton Kershaw, D. Gordon, Jock Peterson, Matt Kemp, Chad Billingsley, and Jonathan Broxton, amongst others. He also scouted Yasiel Puig and Hiroki Kuroda. It's a huge hiring following A.J. Preller's hiring of Texas Rangers lead scout Don Welke. That's 5 new front office executives joining Preller on the club. Cincinnati Reds are talking to Kevin Towers about becoming their assistant general manager under Walt Jocketty. Towers fired last month by Arizona. The Cubs remain silent on their interest in ex-Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon. The Mets, meanwhile, are denying any interest in him. They say that they're going to stay with Terry Collins. Tampa Bay is considering now talking to ex-Minnesota manager Ron Gardenhire, but bench coach Dave Martinez of the Rays still has the inside track to replace Maddon. Atlanta has hired Toronto hitting coach Kevin Seitzer. Colorado has fired both of its pitching coaches, Jim Wright and Bo McLaughlin. Atlanta's fired hitting coaches Doug DeCenzo and Scott Fletcher. St. Louis is mourning the death of star young outfielder Oscar Taveras. Dominican police reports indicate he was killed in a high-speed accident when his car broadsided a tree on a wet road in the Dominican Republic at 6:30 p.m. Sunday night. The right side of the car was caved in. His girlfriend was killed immediately. He died in the hospital of head and chest injuries. And another passing in baseball, former Tigers pitcher Jeff Robinson, who pitched on the World Series teams in Detroit in the 80s, he's passed away at the age of 59. Yuri Sukart, the cousin of Alex Rodriguez, has been indicted in Miami selling PEDs to ballplayers. He was part of the Biogenesis scandal. In football, the Chargers released cornerback Richard Marshall, eating his $1.6 million contract. He gave up 11 completions, a touchdown, took 2 major penalties, and losses to the Chiefs and Broncos, this after getting benched last season. The Chargers have signed free agent cornerback punt returner Richard Crawford, formerly played with the Redskins, played well in 2012, missed last year with 2 torn knee ligaments, then was released in camp by Washington. Chargers also brought in Shane Scov, a linebacker of the 49ers, for a workout. NFL trading deadline comes up late this afternoon. Rumors persist the Patriots, Seahawks are attempting to make a deal to acquire Vincent Jackson, the Tampa Bay wide receiver, but are unwilling to give up a second-round pick to get him. Monday Night Football, a big upset. Redskins beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-17. Third-string quarterback Colt McCoy goes 25 for 30 for 299 yards. Wide receiver DeSean Jackson catches 6 for 136, and tight end Jordan Reed had 7 receptions. Washington's defense had 5 sacks of Tony Romo plus 2 fumble recoveries. DeMarco Murray ran for 141 for Dallas. Romo threw for 209 but had to leave the game much of the second half with a bruised back. He returned at the end but was not able to move the team in his final 2 positions. Cowboys' 7-game win streak has been snapped. Atlanta coach Mike Smith is denying reports he's considering demoting his coordinators Dirk Cutter and Mike Nolan. Falcons have a 5-game losing streak. Jets are benching quarterback Geno Smith, second time this season. Michael Vick will start this week, and Smith in 8 games has 16 turnovers and has taken 15 quarterback sacks. Jets have dropped 7 in a row. Giants general manager Jerry Reese, critical of the team's new offense, says Eli Manning needs to go down the field more. Giants have a 3-4 record. Bears coach Mark Trestman says Jay Cutler stays as his starting quarterback despite an 8-11 record with a ton of turnovers dating back to the middle of last season. In Houston, possible offensive line changes are coming. Quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick's been sacked 11 times in his last three games. Jacksonville is staying with rookie quarterback Blake Bortles, but the first-round pick has 15 turnovers in 21 quarters of play this season. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr says his confidence is not shaken despite an 0-7 start. And Eagles coach Chip Kelly's refused to criticize his own quarterback Nick Foles. Foles threw 2 interceptions all of last year, 9 interceptions already this season. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has denied the clubhouse is collapsing. He refutes rumblings that players believe he's too close to management. He's refused to comment on a Bleacher Report quote that teammates saying you're not black enough. Meanwhile, there are reports Marshawn Lynch has worn out his welcome and is at the breaking point with the Seahawks that they're tired of his act and he's become a chronic distraction on the team. On the injury front, Rams lose offensive tackle Jake Long, torn knee ligament for a second time in 2 years. Also lose wide receiver Brian Quick, torn rotator cuff. Cardinals are without 2 cornerbacks, Patrick Peterson, Tony Jefferson, both out of practice, being examined for concussions, and running back Stephon Taylor's got a calf injury. Good news for the Lions, defensive tackle Nick Fairley has 2 strained knee ligaments, but no ligament tear. They'll say he'll be out just 4 weeks. Bad news for the Bears, though, defensive end Lamar Houston, a torn knee ligament, celebrating a quarterback sack while his team was trailing by 25 points on Sunday. In addition, the Bears lose offensive guard Matt Slauson with a torn pectoral muscle. Browns have now lost 3 defensive tackles, the latest defensive tackle John Hughes with a knee injury. He was placed on the 8-week IR list yesterday. Good news, Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers has only a minor hamstring injury, will play next week. Good news, Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith, minor sprain of his shoulder, should be able to play too. Sad note for the Raiders, offensive guard Mo Collins, who spent 6 years as a starter, has passed away at the age of 38 in Charlotte from kidney disease. He had left pro football early because of injuries, had become a high school coach in West Charlotte. College football Pac-12 conference sweeping rule changes. The presidents approve a scholarship stipend of $2,000 to $5,000 a year for all athletes in the Pac-12. They're guaranteeing scholarships for a full 4 years. They revised the transfer rule that any player who leaves school can get a grant immediately from a new school. And athletes who suffer career-ending injuries in college will have 4 years of medical coverage after they leave school. In basketball, the NBA season opens tonight with 2 games on the schedule, Lakers in Houston, Dallas at San Antonio. Lakers open the season with 39-year-old Kobe Bryant, surrounded by newcomers Carlos Boozer and Jeremy Lin, and of course they have also first-round draft pick Julius Randle. Rockets are led by veteran center Dwight Howard and veteran guard James Harden. Meanwhile, the Lakers have petitioned the NBA to give them a $4.5 million medical exception clause to acquire a player to replace the injured Steve Nash. Another player goes down with a major injury in Oklahoma City. Now guard Anthony Morrow is going to be gone 6 weeks with knee surgery. They are already without superstar Kevin Durant and Mitch McGarry with injuries. Former Atlanta Hawks guard Mookie Blaylock sentenced to 3 years in prison on a manslaughter charge into an auto accident that killed a mother of 5. Blaylock had been suffering from seizures and was told not to drive, but did, and then caused the accident. San Antonio, in a surprise, has broken off contract talks with Kawhi Leonard, the former Aztec, refusing to give him a max contract of 7 years, $119 million. Hockey, the Kings play in Philadelphia tonight, L.A. coming off a 6-0 homestand. The Ducks, who are 7-2, open a road trip in Chicago. The wife of Kings defenseman Slava Voynov has refused to press charges against her husband despite the player's arrest on a domestic abuse charge because she was injured in an incident at home. Pittsburgh Penguins defenseman Ollie Matta is to undergo surgery for thyroid cancer. He's out indefinitely. Golf PGA of America has fired its president, Ted Bishop, for tweets calling Ian Poulter a little girl for complaining about the Ryder Cup. And in soccer, the MLS has folded Chivas USA out of Los Angeles after 10 years of failure on the field. The club drew just 7,200 fans per game. Reports are Mandalay Entertainment of LA and Las Vegas may make a bid to buy the troubled franchise, shut it down for 1 year, and then move it to another market. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.